Joe, the Hurricanes in action tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. We have a pair of tickets to give away. MiamiHurricanes.com, by the way, if you don't win here, you want to go to the game, support the team. It's the best team they've had in a long time, and this is a big ball game
tomorrow
night.
By now, if you follow college football, people are talking a lot about this football team and where they are, and it doesn't just feel like a one-hit deal the way he has structured it. Now, the quarterback to find another guy next year at that level, whether it's on their – they already have. They've got some other quarterbacks, or to go out and get somebody. But, you know, the other part of this, Woody, and you and I talked about this, and we talked about it on the West Coast, it's got to be a lot easier to get a quarterback if he's looking and he's really good, going, I want to go there if this thing continues the way it's going right now, and I don't want to get ahead of myself for Cam Ward. Everybody wants him, but he is a fun watch, man.
It's tough not to, though, isn't it, to get ahead of yourself? Because there's a lot of stuff out there right now, man. You know, there's mock drafts. There's Heisman odds. You know, the Heisman odds are like...
You know what's happened to everybody? Nobody wants to wait. Your team's 1-2. We're done. It's over. You have 3 great games. They're going MVP. Give it to them.
You act surprised, though. You know this stuff is week to week, man.
I get it.
The Bills are the best team in football now. If they lose to the Ravens, then, you know, we'll backtrack heavily on that. Like, it's all week to week, man.
But if there is a team that's getting the most out of what they're doing and the way, the convincing way they're doing it, it's the Bills right now. The Bills didn't even have a lot of offensive yards, and they won by a lot, and they've been doing that. Then they go out and score. What was that? They could have shut it down. There was no reason for the starters to come out in the second half. I mean, that doesn't happen in the NFL that much. Especially, was that Jacksonville? I'm talking about Jacksonville.
It was, yes.
Jacksonville.
No,
I mean, they were down,
them,
what was it, 34? Yes. I mean, yeah. It was bad, whatever the number at half was. And it just, and again, he just doesn't have, he doesn't have a number one receiver on that team. He's got a bunch of guys across the board, a really good system that they put in there. Their new coordinator, Joe, who's from down here, has just done a fantastic job. And he's got a system. They got somebody's always open. Now, the one thing they do have, besides that quarterback, that offensive line, and we'll talk to Baldy about it.
It's good.
It looks like one of the top 5 offensive lines in football.
They got a great running back.
I haven't seen them all play.
James Cook's having a great season.
He is having a good season.
They got a tight end over there who's pretty good.
Kincaid's very good. First-round pick out of Utah. He's a really good player. Yes.
It's, you know, but it's a little disheartening because you thought they'd take a step back, and seems like they've taken a step forward, and you got Josh Allen taking nice shots at Stephon Diggs.
Boy, he just looks, with his accuracy on the run, he just looks. Now, he's not throwing it 50 yards down the field like he did, but no interception. Man, he has been a turnover king here in recent years. Been turnover, and as far as that goes, touchdowns too. A ton of touchdowns, running and throwing. But, yeah, it's early. Just a few games. Hell, half the league is 1-2 right now. I think 15 teams are 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, that may be so, but our 1-2 feels...
Doesn't feel good.
No, I
agree.
The average 1-2. But
there's a 1-2.
It'd be one thing if you had a gauntlet schedule early on and you lost a couple of close ones or something.
I'm guessing Baltimore's 1-2. They feel a little different about their 1-2.
Well, they got to beat Buffalo or they're going to be 1-3. You fall deep enough into the hole, and it's like,
and the other team is,
but
I'll tell you the one that surprised me. Cincinnati's really good. Cincinnati's got a lot of good players.
Are they, though?
A lot of people like them.
Yeah, well, they lost to Washington at home.
They lost to New England.
But yeah, they did. They put up 10 points in that game.
They lost to 2 teams. I'm sure they were going, we got them, right? Anyway.
Maybe not as good as everyone thought.
Hey, that's somebody's not going to be as good and somebody's going to be better. Some great stories. Probably the top story, I think you would agree, right now in the NFL, after 3 games, only 3 games, Sam Darnold's story in Minnesota.
It's a good one.
Is there a better one?
I mean, unless you want to give Josh Allen,
Josh Allen should get credit.
Front runner right
yes.
now.
So yeah, that's, I agree.
I think he does get a lot of credit for what he's doing over there. But yeah, the Minnesota story is a good story. It's always nice to see a guy that, you know, leaves a crap organization like the Jets and finally gets a shot.
You know what else is starting to pick up a little heat right now? And they're doing it. Kansas City's 3-0. So at the end of the day, 3-0. Travis Kelce. Maybe enjoyed his offseason too much and
you
parties.
Really you're going to repeat that nonsense that they keep saying in the media. That's by the way, that is fully stolen because I've been seeing that everywhere.
No, everybody. I said,
stop.
It's not from me.
Man. I know it's not from you. The Taylor Swift stuff. Like, well, you forgot how to play?
Well, he's only got like.
Team's 3-0, and I'm guessing when they need him, he'll show up.
Yes.
As he usually does. You sound like a scoring fantasy owner or something.
I don't know. By the way, how's that team?
Which one?
Kansas City.
For fantasy or in
how are they winning?
Life? Oh.
Besides Mahomes.
They just always find ways, man.
Defensively.
You refuse to admit that these guys, the ball seems to bounce their way every single time.
Because I don't buy that. The teams
so
that
why
are
do
really
they win
good.
Every close the game
team,
every time.
The teams that are really good.
Why did Jamar Chase lose his mind in that game? I don't know.
Do you really think Kansas City, are you still throwing the luck thing out on Kansas City, the luckiest team in football?
I think it takes a little bit of luck to win as many times as they do.
Great teams get the luck. Really
because
good teams
I would say
get
that the
luck.
Dolphins tend to be unlucky.
Great.
Right? 24 years
we're
of
not
straight,
a great team.
24 years without winning a playoff game. Yeah, you've had some unlucky bounces.
Great teams.
I mean,
when did you start luck? Like start winning in the NFL's luck. When,
I didn't
when
say
did,
it's luck. I
well,
just
that's
said
what
the
you're
bounces
saying.
In there. It bounces well for
so
them.
You
it
think
just
the ball just
time.
Like God's up there going, all right, bounce it backwards so they can get it
I
back.
I do think the football gods favor Kansas
here.
City.
That's
yes.
Devastating.
Yes.
You're just taking.
What happened
I
in
wish
the playoffs
you were just...
last year? Like it's just amazing, man. How about what happened in the Super Bowl? The guy's wide open. He doesn't find him. Game's over.
Yeah, because he had pressure. There was
pressure.
A breakdown inside. Yeah, oh, that
breakdown.
Was luck by their best defensive player.
I'd say it was luck. I just said things tend to break
their
way.
Now you're getting away from what you said. You said that the best team's lucky. You ain't winning a Super Bowl lucky. You're not winning a Super Bowl's lucky.
But you would admit that you have to have a.
Let me hear this.
The word luck, but you need to have some things break your way.
Yeah, but the teams that are really good get the most breaks. Like, how many teams win the Super Bowl and you're going, like, did you say Kansas City, what they did? They won all those tight ball games, and guess what? They're winning all these tight ball games this year.
So how come our team had every player hurt last year, late in the season? How do you explain that? It's unlucky.
Oh, my God. Are you doing that thing right now? Are we too banged up right now that we're 1-2 playing the way we're playing?
I don't know what we are at this point. We're banged up. We're bad. I don't know. Who knows? All I know is we better beat Tennessee.
Boy, you're not kidding.
You lose that game and you've officially hit rock bottom.
I just doing my homework last night. They got some. I mean, they got the coach coming out saying the right side of this offensive line, we got to make changes. And what about your quarterback play? Or what about your team's number one thing? Is we got to stop turning the ball over so much. And just right at Will Levis, like he can't continue. He's turned the ball over. They've turned it over as a team 8 times. I think he's responsible for 7 of the 8. You turn the ball over 8 times. They're turning over damn near 3 times a game. So before the game starts, they're going 3 extra possessions for you. Turn a couple of them into touchdowns if you want.
Tennessee's a dumpster fire. There's no question about it. But
you got to beat that
team. You
feel
confident going into that game?
You got to beat that team. They're coming down here.
I'm with you, man.
I
don't feel confident.
Well, we can't be real confident. They definitely aren't confident. You got to beat this team.
I don't even know who's playing at quarterback yet.
No, we don't.
It's Thursday.
We will know today,
hopefully.
Though. Hopefully. The 48 hours.
You know what? He should just not even announce a quarterback. Just let it go to Monday and roll out the
doesn't
starter.
Doesn't he have to? I don't know.
Does he? Why would he have to?
I don't know. Let me just tell you this.
That'd
you're
be
right.
Awesome if they just let it roll.
At least
Monday.
They do know Will Levis is their quarterback, and we're still trying to figure out, although I'm guessing Coach knows and is going to wait till the last second here to let everybody know. But the 48 hours is up today, Woody. I've been keeping track of that 48-hour thing he said a couple days ago. We are just about there.
You don't think they wait and see how Skyler heals up next few days? Got a couple extra
Skyler's
days?
Couple extra days on those ribs is not the way he went down from whatever the touch he got and
playing
laid there.
This morning on me?
Huh?
I'm playing doctor this morning?
A little bit. I got. Who's your favorite doctor? Which one? Doctor.
They're all good.
Swartzen, doctor. Which one? I throw out any name you want.
But
just because they've got 20 years more of education than I do, they're still going to college in their 30s. Those damn doctors, man. It's all the reading and all those damn... Half that stuff I could read over and over again make no sense to me, man. Those guys are damn doctors. Smart. They do go to school. Some of those guys go to school, too. I wasn't exaggerating until they're like 30.
Yeah, well, I think they have to do like a residency.
No, they got to go. I know.
Part of that.
Yeah. A lot of stuff, man, before you get to get out there and get rolling.
Whatever it is. God bless those guys. They helped me with my back, so.
That's all you care about. What have they done for you lately?
Well, I mean, selfishly, yeah.
Hey, EJ Manuel.
A lot of people blaming the refs, by the way, for why KC is so good.
Oh, my
God. I didn't do that. I didn't go that route. They get all the calls, obviously, but
so you know what? Bounces weren't enough for everybody. They're going. They got the officials too. They're all Kansas City officials.
One of these days, you're
going
to admit it. You're going to be like, "Oh my God, why does everything always bounce their way?"
Well, why don't we just throw the league in? Then New York's going. Hey, everything close. Mahomes gets the call.
I'm not calling conspiracy, but it happened with Brady.
What? He won all those championships because they were lucky.
Well, I mean, partially they cheated, but. The ball just happens to bounce a certain way, and it seems
other teams
bounce for those guys.
Other teams choke.
Oh, that's what it is. Other teams choke.
There was a Seattle and Atlanta team. Seattle and Atlanta should have won. They should have won. Both teams should have won a Super Bowl, and he should be sitting there. That damn Tom Brady should have 5 instead of 7.
And you just think that's just because these other teams just choked, just folded under pressure.
What would you call that Pete Carroll call? What would you call the second half of the Falcons?
A gift from the football gods?
Oh, you're not doing... Are we doing the football god thing?
I mean...
That's weak.
How do you explain these things happening? It was 28-3.
Do you and your buddy sit around and have a couple, like, Pepsis together and come up with that?
No, but we do believe in that. The power of the football gods.
Okay. We got more problems than just the bounce of the ball right now.
I know.
Is that penalties too? Are we unlucky with jumping off sides and holds and
strive for 25?
Jeez,
is that going to be the new motto?
All right, I'm done.
Could you imagine? I told you this. Next year they should do the patch on the jersey with a 25 to honor the last time they won a playoff.
Hey, it's right around the corner. I don't want to think about it. I don't even want to think about it. I really don't.
We got Canes tickets to give away this hour.
All right, let's do it.
I know you're marinating with a trivia question.
Let's do it when we come back.
You're marinating over there.
I am.
MiamiHurricanes.com. Let's fill Hard Rock Stadium, man. They deserve it, right?
Yeah, damn good team.
They deserve it.
You need a little entertainment. You might want to
get a little bit of a
better
product.
If you just need some entertainment, you might want to.
I guess the Friday's product will be a little better.
All right, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Maine Clinic. And what's going on with those guys over there. Thank you, guys. I can't thank you enough at Atlantic Men's Clinic. And I've said this over and over again, did not want to come see you guys. Had no interest in meeting with people I didn't know to tell them about my ED and low T. I got laughed. I'm laughing now because I don't have it anymore. Went 7 months ago, and they're going, just go, please. I go, I don't want to meet. I don't want to meet with. I don't know them, and now they're going to know I have low T and ED, and I got all kinds of problems. I'm tired all the time, and my sex drive is gone. I got, it's terrible, man. It's terrible out there. So I got to tell you, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and it was like the party you didn't want to go to, and you had the best time of your life. Boy, that's how I felt going to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I want to tell all you guys out there that are dealing with being tired all the time, moody, grouchy, just feeling really old and your sex drive is gone, a combination package of ED and low T, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. The first visit is all you need to know. I got to get going on this program. That's how I felt, like, let's roll. Let's roll, man. And I got to tell you, 7 months ago I went, full-blown everything. And I was like, am I going to be normal again? Can I enjoy it? Or do I just, this is the way it is in your 60s and and the 70s knocking on the door. And they go, no. Well, it's going to be fixed. Man, they weren't kidding. And quickly. Amazing. So I'm just telling you, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Amazing results. You'll meet with their professionals. You'll get tested for T and PSA tests. And if medically advised, to test those. They do it all for you. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Hear what they have to say. They explain it so you know exactly what's going on. It happens to men. They're 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. That's the guys I see when I go in there on Thursday or Friday. And you can get rid of it quickly. 877-455-7300. Please write it down. 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com today.
All right, a few things to get you updated on here. First, our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football and soon the Heat and the Panthers. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. So we have that going, Joe. These are all like my favorite things we're giving away here. I mean, we got a card show coming up this weekend, and we got a chance tomorrow for you to win an autographed Mark Duper jersey, along with a meet and greet that is from Sinbad Sports. And we also have Hurricanes tickets that we are going to give away for tomorrow's game. We got to pack Hard Rock, so we're helping out with that effort. And you have been just marinating over there with.
Well, I have, and honestly, it's a tough one. It's not easy.
When is it going down?
How tough do you want it to be?
Well, your question yesterday was difficult.
Wasn't that difficult? Somebody got in like 2 seconds.
Well, people have access to Google.
Well, that's what they're all going to do anyway, unless you're just like my brother. My brother-in-law Jamie knows everything. Like literally, yeah. He with Dolphins and Canes. He like
Canes junkie, huh?
And by the way, you can go back to like 1970, and he'll remember stuff. So
do you remember the 70s?
Do I remember the 70s? Yeah, I remember some of them. There were some moments I probably forgot at Berkeley, but I do remember my early 70s pretty well. Jerky. Okay. Hey, I got a wild one for you.
Okay.
There's been not one, but not two, but 3 Miami Dolphin players who also play for the Miami Hurricanes. And were taken in the first round. It's not that hard. Calm down.
You could have ran this by me beforehand. This is a tricky one.
You know all 3 guys.
Hmm.
You want me to tell you? They're all on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay. No, I mean, don't tell us. Is that your question? Is that what you're doing for the question?
I'm not just giving these great tickets for Virginia, you know, to go to the game. I mean, like you said, a lot of people want to go to games, and so we've got.
So guys that were taken in the first round by the Dolphins or
So here it is again.
Okay.
There were 3. I just thought of this just now when I came in to say hello.
Are you sure this is like accurate before you throw it out there?
I would never make it up.
Okay.
3 Miami Dolphin players that came out of University of Miami in the first round. The Dolphins have drafted 3 guys that I can there might be more, but I can think of 3. So if there is more,
you can think of 3?
Well, because I've only been around in 03.
So what, am I have to verify each name?
No. They're good. I know my 3 are all first round picks because I know all 3 guys very well. I'm not worried about
that. You want to bring these people on the air? Like, how do you want to do this?
Yeah, bring them on. Let's bring them on the air.
I got to tell you that you're going to have to like get their name because I don't think we can put them on hold on this thing.
No, just go ahead.
So like we're going to have to call them back at some point.
So look it up and then call if you want some tickets.
You want some guy's calling right now. You want to try?
Yeah, let's see how he does. Yeah, who's this?
Eric Rivera.
Eric, go ahead and name him, Eric. I know you've got this. Go ahead.
I think I got him. So I think it's Frank Gore?
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it. No, thank you. No, they were 3 University of Miami players drafted in the first round, and they went to the Miami Dolphins, in case I haven't made that clear enough. But no, so you're done, Frank. But let's go to the next one. Frank Gore, by the way, Frank was taken in the third round. Have a good one, bud. Okay, appreciate it. Thanks. All right, go next one. Let's go next one. This is fun. Let's do this.
Go ahead, go.
All right, and we have Rafi. Is this Rafi on the air?
Yeah, this is Raphael.
Hey, Raphael, go ahead. What do you got for? Name the three guys. Go ahead.
Jalen Phillips, Vernon Carey, and Randall Hill.
You got it. There was four.
Wow.
There was. By the way, there was a fourth guy, and you named three. Good job by you. You're going to the game. You're going to the game, man, and watch him roll up 40 or 50 points again and watch this kid. You like Cam Ward, by the way?
Oh, who doesn't like Cam Ward?
Exactly, brother, exactly. We're going to put you on hold. Congratulations, you won.
Well, I don't know if we're going to put him on hold because this thing doesn't do that, but he's just going to have to call back.
Can you call us back? We know your name. We know who you are. You got tickets.
Yeah,
our system's a little effed up here, but we apologize. Everything else is effed up around here. And our boss is asleep. I don't know. All right, anyway.
You
got to love Lenny. Lenny Loser, no question about it. Thank you, brother.
Back.
All right, so.
What did you call?
Lenny Loser. Hey, by the way, I got a good one for you.
I think he likes that.
So did you hear those three?
Yeah, what did he say? Randall Hill.
Vernon a lot Carey. Of people didn't know about Randall Hill.
Okay, Vernon Carey. And Jalen Phillips was a good one.
And there's a fourth. There was another guy.
Tell me, bro. My brain doesn't work well anymore.
There's another wide receiver. You have more tickets to give away?
No. Wide receiver? First round.
Got hurt in a very first camp. Blew out his knee.
How long ago are we talking?
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Well, nothing's overnight, bro. You can't just give
why
tickets
away with stuff. You want to take another one and they can be your guest at the game?
No, I'm just going to tell you who it is.
Okay.
Yetil Green.
Ah.
Remember him? Boy, he was tall and he could run in a deep post pattern, got hurt.
Omar Kelly got it. He just texted me.
You can't get anything by Omar. Go ahead, give me some Omar stuff on this. I want to hear Omar's take on this whole thing. Go ahead.
I don't know if that was for public consumption.
If Omar's, did he put it on the text?
No, he texted me. He didn't text the show.
Oh, I thought he was going out.
You think Omar texted the show?
I thought he was pulling an Uncle Luke.
No. Uncle Luke was angry about something, by the way, on Twitter. He sent something to us.
What now? What's he angry about? He won last week.
Oh, you're going to like this one.
Go ahead.
So some guy tweeted to Uncle Luke, why isn't Brian Flores being called a genius? They anoint these so-called offensive gurus that he shuts down. Why isn't Tomlin called great? And then Luke follows up with, let's ask the Miami reporter who hates him, Omar Kelly, this question is for you and Joe Rocha. And he basically wants to know why you don't. And by the way, in fairness, you just, in the last segment or two, without me showing you this tweet, because I think this is crap.
So I want to say
without you saying that,
okay.
And I know what he's trying to do. I know he's trying to bait you, but
no, it's fine because
without knowing about this, you did say Brian Flores is one of
Brian
the best,
Flores
if not
one
the best in the
defensive
in the
coordinator,
right now,
so. And I also said that I like Brian Flores the whole time he was here. I have said that over and over again. Brian Flores is very good to me, so I want to get that out of the way. Omar's got issues because he and Omar had some like.
Yes.
One thing about Coach Flores, he had a problem. He didn't go through the communication center. He would just call you aside, and he let Omar, whatever it was, I don't know what their deal was, but it wasn't good between them. But that guy's a good coach. So please don't turn this into a black-white thing, please. Not today. Not for me.
Well,
wrong
it's a little
guy.
Tricky to do that with Omar.
Wrong. That's true. But it's a good point.
But, like, I mean, obviously I know what Luke's doing here. Like, this is clearly a – Let's throw the line out there and see if we can't get you.
But look at it.
And I usually don't tell you about these
if
things,
you're gonna
but you
bring,
somehow brought
no,
up
no,
Luke's
but
name.
If
so.
Uncle Luke's going to bring it up and throw me into it, just be accurate. That's all.
Yeah.
Like, don't just throw shit out like you always do just to see if you can get it going and then you think it's funny. I don't think it's funny when Central beats you by 40 points. I don't laugh.
Oh.
So I'm just saying if you want to do that.
Wow.
But just be accurate. Like, if I said something, black or white coach – and I said it, then I'll own up to it. But I am not one of the guys that had a problem with Brian Flores, so that's pretty well documented. And by the way, Kimbo Camper is another guy on that list, does not have a problem with Brian Flores.
Well, you guys were singing his praises like
well, because he was
ago.
Really good. He was good to all the guys on the guys that traveled. He was
could
really
be the best DC going right now, and you're right.
But he is, by the way, what he is doing is incredible.
Yes.
Like, his defense is really friggin' good. Really, really good.
Shout out Uncle Luke.
Anyway, yeah, we got Uncle Luke in there. Hey, by the way, we've got more stuff. EJ Manuel is going to join us from the ACC Network. We'll talk to him. We got Brian Baldinger going to join us too. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up here in the show. What do you got for me, by the way?
All right, I have some good news here, Joe. Some good news for you. And we just we gave away those Canes tickets. We have a jersey giveaway that we're going to do tomorrow for a Mark Duper jersey. You know why? Because he's going to be signing.
Super Dupe.
Super Dupe is
talked
going
to him last night.
He's going to be signing this week, coming up here September 28th and the 29th at the Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. It's the Coral Springs Trading Card Show. One of the things I'm most excited about, PSA card submissions on site. And a bunch of stuff you talked about. You got a bunch of cards that you've opened up.
How quickly can they grade a card?
They'll turn them around quick for you. But the nice part about this is you don't have to worry about the mail. And, you know, mail people, sometimes they you know, sometimes the things fall out of the packages.
I don't know
packages.
I'm listening to you. You know that. No, I don't. I'm listening to you.
But PSA card submissions on site, they'll help take care of that for you. Thousands of cards to buy, sell, and trade. Vendor tables are still available. And the VIP autograph signing, I mentioned Mark Duper on Sunday. Frank Gore will be there, another Hurricane. He will be there on Saturday, September 28th, from noon to 2. Mark Duper from noon to 2 on Sunday. Autograph tickets and info are at SinbadSports.com. Once again, this is the Coral Springs Trading Card Show coming up Saturday and Sunday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale at Sinbad Sports. You can visit SinbadSports.com for more info. We'll have that jersey giveaway coming up on the show tomorrow. SinbadSports.com for the Coral Springs Trading Card Show this weekend, the Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. EJ Manuel from ACC Network, former FSU quarterback, joins us. EJ, great to have you, man. How you doing?
Joe, I'm doing well, man. I got to be honest. My wife and I got about 30 minutes of sleep last night because we have two young babies, and the older baby is sick after coming home from preschool. So that's been rough. But beside that, man, I'm keeping my energy up, and I'm going to fight through the day, brother.
There you go. That was pretty honest right there. That was pretty darn honest. Hey, before we start, I got to tell you a funny story. So I'm with Eric Wood before the game, who's a great guy, and you know very well, former Bill center. And he's going, EJ this, and when EJ was doing it, and so he just said EJ, and I went, are you talking about EJ Manuel? He goes, yeah, he's a really good friend of mine. And I was like, wow. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Hey, what a great guy he is, and he's always like you, so good about everything. So
E. Wood was actually the first guy to text me when I got drafted that night to the Buffalo Bills. And obviously, as a quarterback-center relationship, we've always been tight. He was the first one to take me to the Kentucky Derby. So, like you said, man, a great human, great teammate, great player, and a great dad, too. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump right into this thing. You went through something. I was thinking of you, this Cam Ward stuff, and now everybody, Cam Ward, you know, it's early, and he's off to this great start and this and that. You had to deal with this at FSU, having a great season, dealing with high expectations that you dealt with at Florida State, now he's dealing with here at Miami. How do you handle that?
Yeah, well, the best way you handle it is just continue to prepare, continue to practice. And, you know, the thing that I enjoy the most about Cam after these great games, you know, obviously the performances he's put out there on tape, man, is, I mean, he's going to go probably in the top 10 picks in the draft. Like, somebody is going to take this young man because of the coolness, the calmness, and the poise that he shows in the pocket, along with the accuracy and the decision-making. But everything he talks about is he turns it right back to his teammates. He turns it back to his offensive line and how they're protecting him. He turns it back to his receivers and how they're giving, you know, him opportunities to throw into windows and getting open and getting yards after the catch, and how Coach Shannon Dawson is dialing it up for him to have full range in this offense. So that's what you want from a QB, man. You want a leader, not just somebody that can throw it and run it. You also want somebody that's going to be a good, you know, voice for that football team. And that's why, even going back to April, I thought that Miami was going to have a shot. You know, I even said that, look, Cam Ward was a program changer for Mario Cristobal. Like, not just that kind of quarterback, but, like, he's going to change his program. Because now, imagine, Joe, all the recruits that are going to go there.
Yeah.
Other quarterbacks are going to want to go there, whether they're portal guys or, you know, high school kids. So, you know, this is a bigger impact than just winning football games on Saturday.
You know, it's funny you said that, because they've had a couple, and Florida scores before the half to take the lead. And Cam Ward takes him like he did in the Florida game. They had a play go against him, a long run, and he comes right back and scores quickly with a throw down the sideline for 71 yards. And he just doesn't seem to let anything bother him, throwing the football or anything else. He just seems like he's not too – nothing's too big for him in the moment.
Nah, look, when you're a quarterback at Miami or FSU or UF, like, look, in the state of Florida, we all know it. You're a star. And that's not just a job where you can kind of be a timid person or not have a strong personality or not be able to take some mental, you know, people talking bad about you on a bad day. You got to be able to kind of take all of that with stride, and I think that's what Cam has. Because keep in mind, you know, this guy wasn't recruited heavily out of high school. You know, he went to Incarnate Word. We all know the story.
Yeah.
Incarnate Word, played well, went to Washington State. He's earned every single thing he's gotten. And so I think also a lot of that mental makeup helps him play the way he does on Saturdays.
All right, so the rest of the ACC is very interesting right now, and I know Miami doesn't play Clemson down the road. And I'm not looking ahead, by the way. This upsets people that because they're getting ready to play Virginia Tech, and I'll talk to you about that in a second. But Clemson, man, has really bounced back since Georgia. What a game against NC State. Are they right there at the top still with a chance to win this ACC, or do you put somebody else in there like Louisville?
Yeah, well, I put Clemson, I put Louisville, I put Miami. Who else? I put, let's see.
Do you like Duke or Pittsburgh? Are you drinking?
I do like Pitt a lot. I like Duke as well, but I really like Pitt because, you know, Coach Narduzzi, man, I mean, he just gets his guys to believe. And I said this the past two seasons. Pitt is a quarterback away from having an ACC championship caliber team. Like, they always have the pieces on defense. They always have solid receivers and a good O-line. It's Pittsburgh. And so, ultimately, now that they got this kid, Eli Holstein, playing with a ton of confidence, two comeback victories. They won the Backyard Brawl, which is a huge deal for the Pitt community. I think they're playing with a lot of juice. And how about Manny Diaz at Duke? I mean, sitting there 4-0, quiet 4-0, and nobody really talking about him a lot, but their quarterback is doing a great job. He comes over from University of Texas in the portal. So I think it's probably about five or six teams, and I haven't even mentioned Louisville, that I still think are in the hunt. And look, don't count out Syracuse. I know Syracuse lost to Stanford, and that was kind of uncharacteristic of how they've been playing the past 4 weeks, but they're still going to be a team that's going to be in the hunt deep down into the season. So I'm actually glad we're getting into ACC play so we can start seeing these teams play some good-on-good games.
Yeah, no, it's going to be all ACC action from here on out starting tomorrow. Virginia Tech comes into town. I know they're a pretty heavy underdog there. What do you think about this Virginia Tech team?
So I think the biggest issue when I see with Tech is just inconsistency with the offense. Like, the defense is, you know, traditionally really good. This kid, Antoine Powell Rowland, he's actually from my hometown back in Virginia. He's going to be a draft pick. You know, I think he's probably leading the league or in the top five in sacks. He's doing a good job getting after the passer with a bunch of other guys. But Kyren Drones, just haven't really seen him take off like we thought he would. And, in fact, I thought he would have the Cam Ward type of season, only because he was there last year, even though he was in a quarterback battle, and then like 80-plus percent returning production for this team offensively and defensively. I haven't really seen consistency there. And look, I'll say this, Rutgers dominated them. Rutgers out-physical Virginia Tech at their house, and that's very, very uncharacteristic for a Lane Stadium team like Virginia Tech. So now I'm sure they're going to be hungry and want to try to right their wrongs Friday night, national stage at the U. But again, if you can't get your quarterback, or you can't put up 30-plus points, I don't know if you'll be in a game with Miami the way that you guys are playing.
Going back to when I saw you at camp, and you were out there watching, you and the team, your ACC team were out there, and we're all watching practice. You know, I always look and I go, man, they look a lot better, but again, I don't know how it matches up with everybody else. Did you look, when you were looking at their receivers and Cam throw it, and the big guys and all the transfer portal guys at that point, did you say to yourself, just coming out of that, like, damn, they might have everything to go deep into this and have a chance to win some playoff games?
Yeah, I did think that. One, because of the body types that you saw at practice. You know, the offensive line, and it's funny, our set that day was literally right behind Coach Maribol and the offensive line. You could hear them going through drills and see them. I mean, 6'6" across the board, 6'7", big guys. And whether they were highly recruited or not, they're just big dudes. And you know, Mario is a former O-line coach, former O-lineman himself, so you know the O-line is always going to be solid or at least held to a higher standard. The defensive line, I think, beefed up as well, you know, bringing in guys like Barrow and just guys that can get you more production beside Reuben Bain. You know, I think that was a big key area in this kid, Barron, as well, to where they could just apply some pressure to the passer, because that's always going to make it hard for the opposing team. Maui Noah also coming back, Francisco Maui Noah on the defensive side as a leader. And then just the secondary. I think my only question was the secondary. How would they look? But then they bring in a guy like Michelle Powell, championship caliber last year at University of Washington. Mm. So you talk about the hits at the portal and even the hits that he's that Coach Cristobal has made in the high school ranks, you know, recruiting a lot of kids from the South Florida area, and they're all coming in and buying into his system and his way of how he wants them to go out there and work.
You know, EJ, I wanted to ask you that question. We talked about this fundamentally this morning. Mario's made it a point, like, I know you're looking at the transfer portal guys, and we need them, and they've been really good. But for me, it's still a priority has to be on high school recruiting. That's where you have to build your team from. Do you still agree with that, with what we're seeing? You still got to develop your own guys right out of high school?
Yeah, well, I think it's important. I think there's two ways of doing it now with where we are in college football. So, of course, we've seen the model where, you know, teams like FSU past two seasons, they bring in guys that they can inject right into the lineup and they can give you instant performance like a Keon Coleman or a Johnny Wilson, Jarrett Verse, Braden Fist. Those guys are now playing on Sundays for a reason. But then there's other teams that even though you don't talk about them a lot, developmental teams like Wake Forest or developmental teams even like Duke. I don't know if they're landing big names in the portal, but they still can be competitive. So I think it's a balance in both. And ultimately, I think, Joe, it's about bringing in the right guy. It's about the right fit.
Agree.
And I think that's where, you know, Cam was such a great fit for Miami because it wasn't just him as a player. I also think it was him as his attitude, how he carries himself. And I think that's what UM really needed.
Yeah. Hey, that's great stuff. I totally agree with you, man. You still got to have the right guys. And if it's just about me, it's you don't buy into the team stuff. It just doesn't work. EJ, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on.
Anytime, Joe. Always welcome, man.
All right. Take you care. Hang in there with the kids. They will get better. I promise you.
Yes, sir. I will. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. EJ Manuel, ACC Network, former FSU quarterback. First round pick of the Buffalo Bills. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Brian Baldinger is going to join us here at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to him, our Odyssey NFL insider. Baldy's breakdowns, NFL Network, all that stuff. He'll join us. But first, I do want to talk this morning about Baptist Health South Florida. I hate talking about injuries, but sooner or later, we spend like, feels like half our time talking about injuries these days, right? Well, it's nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Baptist Health South Florida, man, they are really good at what they do, taking care of athletes. Enter Miami, Miami Heat, Florida Panthers, and Miami Dolphins, they believe in them. FIU and FAU, they believe them. Those are the doctors they use to be their team doctors as well. So when they need surgeries, they know they can go with all those top specialists they put together for every part of the body. They've seen it all. These aren't young doctors, nothing against them. These aren't young doctors just out of med school. We're talking about doctors who got great experience, seen it all for any kind of knee surgery, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, even full-time doctors that do nothing but the Achilles. That's been a problem recently. And we got great facilities for you, not just Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, but at Hard Rock, right next to the practice facility. Gorgeous little place over there. And, of course, Broward County, we got you, man. 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Sweet Dr. Swarton territory over there with all those fantastic doctors. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal, man. One goal for all of us. That's about getting us healthy, playing the team or individual sports we love the most.